AYTFM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. 100.1 Lake Charles.
And KQJO FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
And His righteousness in all things. What are we trying to do in life? All things will be added unto you. You see, what I'm trying to do, or what we are charged to do here, is to help our brothers and sisters. You know, we're supposed to strengthen them, our brothers and sisters. See, when Peter, when he was having an argument at the Last Supper with the disciples, and Jesus was talking to him and trying to calm him down and everything, and then he called Peter by his surname. He said, "Simon, Simon," he said, "Satan has asked for you." You know, he want to sift you like wheat. And see, and he then told him, he said, "But Simon, I'm gonna pray for you." So we gotta pray for our brothers and our sisters, especially when sometimes you may see them going astray a little bit. You know, we gotta pray for each other. But he said, when you return, he says, strengthen your brethren. So that is our obligation, to strengthen each other. Be able to receive it and use it. He talks about the peace of God in the scripture. The peace of God. Now, you do know that this peace of God is part of the fruit of the Spirit. The same thing that this peace of God will do, the rest of part of the fruit and the Spirit will do the same thing. It's all unsurpassable. You can't explain it, just like they were saying the song, "I can't explain it." Really, what? You ain't gonna be able to contain it. You know? But that's what it does. That's what I just want to try to create awareness. I just want to just remind you of God and what He's saying. See, I'm giving it to you the way He gave it to me. You know, I'm not like, you know, Pastor T.D. Jakes or Pastor Mathis or all them, you know. See, God called me for who I am. You know, He wants me to use my skills that I acquired along the way to teach His word. So I'm coming to you that way. So don't get all, you know, sidetracked. You know, say, what Micah talking about up there? Don't get all sidetracked. I'm giving you the word. I'm giving you the word of God. You know, something hopefully that it would help, strengthen, or bring someone near to Christ. You know, that's what we're supposed to do. That's what ministers are supposed to do. We're supposed to be able to edify the church. You want me? We say it in our church, you know, program that we need to edify. So that's all old Michael trying to do. That's all I'm trying to do. And to say, when you have the peace of God, he said it will guard your heart and your mind. That's when you are for real. That's when you go in there, you know, to God and just laying everything on the line. You know, he would give you that peace. You know, in John 14, he said, the peace that I give, he said, it's not like what the world gives. You know, so it goes surpass it. You know, even though we're going through trial times, we're going through different kind of war, we're going through the epidemic, we're going through all these things in life. But he would give us that peace in order to get through it. You know, I look at a lot of people that's displaced from the hurricane. You know, and I know that they are worried. They worry about what's going on. They worrying about tomorrow. But you know what the Bible say? You know, don't worry about tomorrow. He say, because tomorrow gonna have its own problems that you're gonna have to deal with. All you need to do is just deal with what is going on today. Today is the only thing that is promised to us. It's the only thing that we have. Because we don't know what's going to happen when we walk out that door. All we got is right now. Right now. God will guard your heart and your minds. You know, a lot of times, you know, we get different type of thoughts, you know, in our mind. You know, God is a spirit. God, when the Spirit, the Holy Spirit come into you, he put thoughts into our minds. Satan does too. Satan is a spirit. Satan operates the same way that God operates, because he come under God. But the problem with Satan is Satan wanted to be in charge. See, he wanted to be in charge. But my point is that we got to be careful. Do we know the difference between the two voices? See, Satan very clever too. I mean, he could take part of the scripture and make it sound like it's real. You know, he did it in the beginning with Eve. He said, did God surely say you gonna die? Is that what God said? All right. You know, so if we're not in the word, you know, if we haven't seek God first, if we don't know the word, how in the world are you gonna know the difference? How in the world are you going to know the difference? So it's very, very important that we stay in the word. I do it every morning, every day before I start anything. You know, I might get my cup of coffee, go outside. When I go outside, I'll have my Bible with me, got my little dog with me, Trooper. And I study the word. I meditate on the word. You know, when we meditate on the word, see, I noticed what I discovered by doing so is that he's preparing me from what I'm getting ready to face that day. It works. I'm telling you, I'm telling you something from experience. You know, that's why I can say it with conviction. You know, because I used to hear it all the time. But when I totally submitted myself to God, I started being able to experience all the things that grandmother was telling me, that mama was telling me, that my aunties was telling me, that my uncles was telling me. I started experiencing about the Bible. I started experiencing those things. It's real, y'all. It works. We just have to be patient. Patient. Patience, I heard you say, patience is a virtue, you know. But patience is what we need to have. You know, God, he's coming. You know, his time is not our time. His ways is not our ways. His thoughts, it's not our thoughts. So we have to know how to listen to the word. We have to know who is telling us the word. And we also have to be obedient to the word, especially the Holy Spirit, because he'll come to the saved as well as the unsaved. But when we be obedient to the Holy Spirit, it shouldn't be no doubt in our mind. If we're obedient to it and doing what it say do right when they tell us to do it, we're doing God's will, God's way. God's will, God's way. So it shouldn't be no doubt. Did I do it right? You're being in Christ. You are doing what God had called you to do. You know, a lot of times when you know, we deal with all these different problems that we have. We go through, you know, losing of a lost one and, you know, loss of a job and stuff. But the one biggest one, losing a lost one, a loved one. You know, a lot of times we hang out there too long, y'all. We hang out there too long. You know, we worried about, you know, our lost one because they're gone. They're not here no more. What am I going to do? Okay. You know? But the Bible tells us don't even worry about, you know, our own lives. In Matthew's, I read it say, don't even worry about your life. So when we lose a lost one, Paul in the scripture in verse 8, matter of fact, he was talking about, you know, meditating on these things. See, because we meditate on having lost that lost one, you know, that loved one, I'm sorry. And he said, finally, brother, meditate on these things. Say, whether things are true, whether things are noble, whether things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are good rapport, if there is any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do. And the God a peace will be with you. So in other words, what I'm trying to say is, don't worry about you had lost them. Think about the good things. Think about the good times that you had. See, life is about creating memories, good memories. Meditate on those things.
I feel